Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 14, 2020. Transportation Commission meeting, April 2020. The Transportation Commission met by teleconference on April 13, 2020 to conduct an informal meeting and on April 14, 2020 to conduct a business meeting and take action. The Commission took the following actions. Federal Fiscal Year 2020 Transit Program. The Commission approved funding for 73 public transit vehicles, which will replace existing vehicles. Presentation and a vehicle list. Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE, applications. RISE is a program created in 1985 with the purpose of promoting economic development in Iowa through the establishment, construction, improvement, and maintenance of roads and streets. The Commission approved policies related to the RISE program and approved 6 RISE grants to local governments. Grants were approved to the following political subdivisions. City of Waterloo, $3.2 million in state grants for a $6.4 million project that will make roadway improvements around the Lost Island theme park. Mills County, $2.5 million in state grants for a $5 million project that will fund road paving to improve access for an industrial area. City of Des Moines, $1.5 million in state grants for a $2.9 million project that will support changes to road access for the new Des Moines International Airport Terminal. City of Cedar Rapids, $449,000 in state grants for an $899,000 project that will fund road construction to improve access to warehouses and industrial facilities. City of Cedar Rapids, $447,000 in state grants for an $895,000 project that will support roadway construction around the Cedar Rapids Airport and Cargo Terminal. And Pottawatomie County, $580,000 in state grants for a $1.1 million project that will support improved roadway access to an industrial area. Highway Program 2021 through 2025. The Commission reviewed and approved program objectives for the Highway Program that will be reviewed in May and approved in June. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Adam Broich, Legislative Analyst 3 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-8223.